Well, if you haven't heard the news out of Washington when it comes to oil and gas exploration on federal lands, the Interior Department wants to pursue environmental justice. We must, they say. Of course, this comes at a time when the price of gasoline has skyrocketed, as has the cost of heating people's homes, because propane and natural gas are also increasing dramatically. But the Interior is not calling for an end to exploration of federal lands, but they are calling for an increase in the rates that the federal government gets for oil exploration. Hold operators responsible for remediation, which is important. You have to clean up after yourself. But we'll see where this all goes. And if you missed the headline just a few minutes ago when I talked about it, Michigan is now dropping a suit against Enbridge over Line 5. Join me to talk about this, Congressman Bill Huizinga from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Bill, good to talk to you, as always.
Gruber, good to be with you.
Always good to have you. All right, so Line 5, Michigan, this happened yesterday, apparently. The governor dropping the lawsuit, but still aiming to eliminate Line 5 through another maneuver. What do you make of this whole anti-pipeline nonsense as we look at the pressure on the energy sector and on middle-class Americans and how much they're paying for, well, everything?
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's obviously Michigan's dealing with a very specific issue with this Line 5, and there is this broader assault on all things energy that's coming out of this particular administration. You know, my understanding is the governor dropped her suit not because she doesn't think that Line 5 ought to be pulled out and eliminated, but because they had a federal judge who said, no, it's not going to go in state court, it's going to be in federal court. And by the way, they don't think that they're going to win that one in federal court. So now she's trying to set it up so that the attorney general is going to take it into state court and see if they can muscle their way through trying to intimidate this. You know, the problem is that Enbridge does not have a great track record. You know, they're down in our area, down in the Kalamazoo River. They had a very big spill. They've had a couple of other problems over the years. Ironically, Jim Blanchard, former Democrat governor, was on their board for many, many years. So they were able to kind of hold off some of that political pressure. But it is a vital, vital line, literally line of energy that the UP needs, that the Lower Peninsula needs. And recently I was with Justin Trudeau, not exactly a big conservative, if you know what I mean.
I've heard that.
Prime Minister Trudeau was asked about it and made the point that he believed this was going to be an issue that was going to resolve itself in a very short period of time with this tunnel being dug to have the pipeline go underneath the bedrock. And I leaned over to one of my colleagues. I said, apparently he doesn't understand that our governor and the attorney general are trying to end that, too. It's not just about the pipeline. It's about ending that entire system. And that's going to be devastating for the UP. There's no doubt about it.
Right. And the Kalamazoo oil spill took 4 or 5 years to clean up. But Enbridge, they did do their part to clean up the mess that was made by that break, correct? I mean, you say they've had a questionable track record, but, you know, mistakes happen. And I think we have to be mindful of that to a point. And in fairness, Line 5, there's never been a spill, not a problem. And Enbridge obtained that Line 5 from another company. They didn't build it, but they have maintained it. And they're offering to build a $500 million tunnel under the straits, 100 feet deep, so you never have an issue. And yet somehow the Democrats have this dogged pursuit of, no, we must get rid of it. And what, have the 80,000 truck drivers that aren't on American roads right now move it around in the trucks that don't exist? It doesn't even make sense, Bill.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. This is not, we do not want to replace this with, as you say, non-existent trucks with non-existent truck drivers crossing over a very existing bridge with all this material. I mean, that just isn't an option. So, you know, that, but it plays
which
into
brings me to this
larger, it plays into this larger narrative that this administration and many progressives are pushing, which is we can't have pipelines. And it's like, this is one of the safest, pipelines are one of the safest ways to transport energy.
And it brings me to, is the energy policy, whatever this scatterbrain policy is for this administration, is it realistic at all on any level? I mean, look at what we're doing. I mean, you know, we're begging OPEC to give us oil when we've got federal lands that provided plenty of energy under the previous administration. I mean, is any of it make sense to you?
No, none of it. Here we are complaining about, all of us are complaining about gas prices. I've seen those "Let's Go Brandon" signs, and I did this stickers at the gas station too, right on the pumps, and everyone is feeling it. And then this administration says, "Oh well, you know, we're going to go after the oil companies to see why these prices have increased." It's like this does not take an economics PhD to figure this out. It is a supply and demand, and we have put more and more pressure on the supply side, and we still have seen a moderate gain in demand. Demand is still not back to where it was pre-COVID. And what happens if it were to go back to that? We would see energy prices shooting up even further. You know, but we experienced this in previous years under the Obama administration in a slightly different way. But here's what this administration is trying to do. And you'll remember this, Operation Choke Point, right?
Yeah.
Operation Choke Point was when the federal regulators, banking regulators, started putting pressure on banks and financial institutions saying, "We don't think you ought to bank and ought to give credit to companies such as arms manufacturers or gun dealers."
Exactly.
And they're trying to squeeze it.
Yeah.
And they're doing the exact same thing now. That it has shifted, and now they're trying to do this with energy companies.
It's got to stop.
I'm glad to see some states have finally started pushing back.
It's got to stop. Congressman Bill Heisinger, always wish we had more time. But you're a popular fella. I understand.
Not as popular as the Gruber Show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk next time, my friend. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
You have a Congressman Bill Heisinger. He's right. None of it makes sense. We'll be right back.